from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Candle must glow, half your power and half your faith. You're halfway through winter. You may feel today as though it really has just begun, but we are halfway through winter. Which way should we look? Should we look backward over the type of winter that has passed so far? Maybe not so bad in terms of the weather, but maybe not so good in terms of other things. Or shall we look forward today towards spring? And this day will be the sort of liturgical watershed. Shall we look back towards Christmas or forward towards Lent? What shall we think about today? About an old man waiting for a consolation? About a new baby? A sign spoken again, a light for the nation. Many poems flow together in this day. There are deep ironies in the gospel lesson scene. Mary, into whom the Spirit had come, and who had given birth to a holy child, came to the second temple in order to make purification. There is a redeemer of all, was redeemed. The son whom God promised to David came to be the supper of the house which David had intended to build. Jesus, in whom the fullness of the glory of the Godhead dwelt bodily, was brought to the house of God made with him. With all these heavy themes going together and meeting here, what shall we think of them today? We take as our guide a line from the old info for the day, Psalm 48:8. You have sought upon thy loving kindness, O Lord, in the midst of thy sanctuary. Jesus is entered in the temple. God's salvation revealed there in him. God's mercy seen in his sanctuary. Under this theme, hear the words of Psalm 84:1-7, and consider their performance. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs your saints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, that she may lay her young at thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in thy house, ever singing thy praise. Blessed are the men whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Kadesh, they make it a place of spring. The early rain also covers it with cool. O Lord, from strength to strength, the God of God will be seen in God. The God of God will be seen in God. On that holy day, God chose to cause his name to dwell. In his temple this day, the cloud of his presence filled the Holy of Holies. A Jew-speaking God would look for him in the temple on Mount Zion. That is why Simeon and Anna, who were looking for the consolation of Israel, were constantly in the temple. The best representative of Old Testament piety waited in the temple, for there the God of God will be seen in God. And so he was. Jesus appeared, and appeared repeatedly in the temple. He must be about his Father's business. At the beginning of his ministry, according to St. John, and again in the week before his death, he was to be found. building on that place. But Jesus himself is his temple. Indeed, as Jesus said of himself, something greater than the temple is here. The Word became flesh and dwelt, tabernacled among us. All the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily. No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, he has made him known. Jesus fulfilled in the new covenant the role that the temple played in the old covenant. He is the dwelling place of God among men. God is seen in his temple. The dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God.